I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Are you telling me that in this moment, tonight, right now, in the next 15 minutes, that the posture of my faith mixed with the words of my mouth and the power of the living God can turn my situation around? Do you think that I am going to sit quiet while the enemy has been loudly beating up my family, beating up my body, attacking my marriage, attacking my children? Do you assume that I am concerned about whether or not you think I'm crazy when the enemy is trying to steal my peace, my joy, my mind? Every now and again, God requires for us with his power, the words of our mouth.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
Hey guys, it's John Gray. Welcome to John Gray's World. I'm so glad you took time out of your busy schedule to come and spend some time with me. Listen, I'm just going to tell you straight out, this program is going to be awesome. And I know I use adjectives like awesome, great, super all the time. But when it comes to God's plan for your life and what he has in store for you, there's really nothing else we can say except awesome. That's why I'm so thrilled about what you're going to be hearing today. That's a key area and deals with one question I'm sure you and I have asked many times. I know I've asked it. The question is this: when is it my turn, Lord? Lift your hands. You know you've been there. Well, guess what? Today we are going to answer that question. When is it your turn? Listen closely, because I believe God is going to speak into the dry areas and the dry places in your life. God has something for you to experience while you're in the valley. So let me just tell you up front, your turn is now. So get prepared, get your faith jacked all the way up, and I'll see you right here after the message. You better call somebody. I don't know why you're waiting. Call them now. Tell them it's their turn.
And I want you to know that you are sitting in the middle of a pregnant moment. You're sitting in the middle of a pregnant moment. The moment is pregnant. I know some of y'all are like, I ain't having no more babies. I don't know. I don't receive this. Where is this going? That is not the word of the Lord. I said the moment is pregnant, which means there is potential in the atmosphere for you to push forth something unusual, supernatural, necessary, essential for the kingdom of God to be further established and the name of God to be lifted higher. Your life, as I've said a number of times, is a glory story, and there are people that are waiting on the thing inside of you to get to the next level. Do you understand that you are the miracle somebody else is looking for? Amen to the 26 people who believe that. No, I don't want you to clap. I want you to receive it. I really do. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I know you're saying I don't feel like a miracle. You haven't seen my cupboard. My cupboards are bare. You haven't seen these bills. You haven't seen my life. But you're alive. And every breath that you breathe in and out is a miracle. You are someone else's miracle. And if you can just push through the trials and push through the pain and push through the tough areas and push through the developmental moments, you are going to see just how much somebody else needs what you carry. And not only what you carry, just who you are. This is a season where who you are carries value. This is a free one. In this season, stop trying to be something to please people. This is not the season of performance. This is the season of position. This is not the season for you to tap dance to please those in your external circle. This is the season to stay planted and say, take me as I am, or please move out of the way. This is that season. I'm enough for the people that God has called to my life. If I'm not enough, then find somebody else. But I'm not changing who I am to fit who you are or what you think you need. I'm moving in the direction that God has called me to. Either walk with me or move. Devil, get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. I I've been complacent. I'd like to confess that through the busyness of life and through all of the different things that have been kind of hitting me from every angle, I've gotten a little complacent in my spiritual aggression. I've become a little dormant, dare I say, almost muted. Certain things that have been happening, oh, that's just life, or it's just another infection for my baby, or another round of antibiotics, or oh, this nagging ache and pain, I guess that's been there for a while. I guess that'll stay. Oh, there's another one. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's all right. I am 40, so after all. And then, well, okay, now my wife's not feeling so hot. That's just nothing. It's the change in the weather. And God said, wake up. And understand John 10:10. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, the only one that doesn't take time off is the enemy. He stays on task. It's the people of God that take breaks. He never clocks out. And we attempt to anesthetize our pain. And I understand the nature of pain. And I understand the nature of turmoil. And I understand the nature of stress. And we are not different from people who don't come to church. We just have an anchor that they are not yet connected to. So many people attempt to anesthetize their pain. I'm not saying that it's okay, but I understand why people drink to try to alleviate their sorrows. I understand why people abuse drugs to medicate pain. I understand why people step away from their relationship in hopes that they can find something that they're not getting at home. I didn't say I agree, but I understand that there's no judgment here. We all have something that the enemy's trying to press on. But in this season, no more medicating the external thing. And let's get to the root of the thing so we can get free indeed. Because that's what Jesus promised according to his word. Does anybody believe that tonight? I am the product of a praying mother and a praying grandmother. I am the product of women of faith who believe beyond hope that God could redeem a family through one seed that would serve God. I am the product of somebody who was relentless in prayer. Times when I would try to go out and hang out and try to fit in, which by the way doesn't work. And if I'm talking to you, I want you to hear me. You've been trying to fit in. You 43 years old, just in the club. You look so out of place. Would you go home, please? You don't even know the dances no more. You just in there, just with a girdle on, just in there, just. Would you please go home? You are trying to be something you were never called to be. You stick out because you were always called to stick out. You're different. You're distinct. You are peculiar. You are beautiful. You don't fit in. The people who try to talk to you are not even on your level. You have to stoop down emotionally just to get what they're saying. I'm talking to somebody in here. But I understand why we do what we do, because after all, we're just human. The songwriter declared, we're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. But I'm tired of medicating my pain. I'm tired of running, Jackie, from the root issues. Jesus didn't die for me to have anesthesia. He died for me to be free. Jesus is not Novocaine. Because even if they numb the pain, the root is still there. I need somebody to do surgery at the root, so that when I leave here, I know I'm free. There are miracles in this church tonight, and I'm prophesying that there is miracles. There are miracles in this church. There is healing in this church for that man right there. There's full healing not medication, healing. I'm talking miracles. Is there, I'm talking to somebody other than him that needs to hear tonight. There is healing for you. I'm not encouraging you. I am prophesying full restoration in mind, body, and soul. No more medicating the pain and no more just treating the external. I want, and I believe that tonight is a night of breakthrough, miracle healing at the very foundational level of your cells. I shared at the beginning of the message, I want to reiterate it again. I'm going to be a little more aggressive in my vocal cadence tonight, and I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to the thing that's fighting you. You know, after a while, you've gone through things and you've gone through pain. It's hard to whisper, devil, I've had enough. You leave me alone right now. I'm not playing. Weren't you saying God is fighting for us? What? God is fighting for us, lighting up the darkness, hiding up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we... Now here's what's funny. God's fighting, we shout. Talk to me, Jericho. I didn't push the wall, I just shouted. God knocked the wall over. So you're telling me that my voice, my tone of voice, my posture, my position can literally move things in the spirit? Are you telling me that in this moment, tonight, right now, in the next 15 minutes, that the posture of my faith mixed with the words of my mouth and the power of the living God can turn my situation around? Do you think that I am going to sit quiet while the enemy has been loudly beating up my family, beating up my body, attacking my marriage, attacking my children? Do you assume that I am concerned about whether or not you think I'm crazy when the enemy is trying to steal my peace, my joy, my mind? Every now and again, God requires for us this is not an external word. I want this word to get in your spirit. Have you ever been in love? Clearly she's single. For people at home, you're like, with Jesus? I love you. I love you. I'm about with another human that's here. You know what I'm saying? Jesus takes me to the mall. We walk around, he buys me clothes. That's my Jesus. Matter of fact, this baby Jesus, I put him in a stroller and he speaks to the store. Stop, y'all laughing. I don't have a lot of time. You play too much. You ever been in love? Who's been in love? Just like love. Remember the first time you were in love, like when you're a teenager, and it was that one person, like, oh my gosh, they walking past my locker, shh, here they come. I want this word to get in your spirit. I want this thing to get deep down in your soul, because there are some things that the enemy has laid waste to that because of his attack, you thought it was over. You let it go. You buried it. But I'm going to take you to Ezekiel 37. Because tonight, I want you to know that if there's any part of it left, it's about to become alive. I'm tired of bills winning. I'm tired of debt winning. I'm tired of drama winning. I'm ready for that stuff to die, and I'm ready for the thing God has declared to live. Am I the only one, or do I have some people that believe that the Word of God is for you and active on your behalf? I want you to go to Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. It says this: the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. Ain't nothing like the valley. And I heard Pastor Joel say a few weeks ago, God only brings you to the valley to take you to a higher mountain. And I thank God for the higher mountain, but sometimes the valley is so hard. I know I'm not the only one, but I'm going to tell you, I've hit some valleys. I've been in the valley. I know what it's like to say, God, how are you going to fix this? How are you going to get me out of this? God, help. Sometimes that's the only prayer you can get out. You know, I almost tonight, I wanted to get to Dr. Paul. I'm like, just pray for me. But I didn't want to do it because I was like, people are going to be like, what's he need prayer for? What did he do? Did he fall? Let's stop worrying about what I did. Just know I'm man enough to know I can't do it alone. And I want to encourage every other man. A lot of times men suffer in silence. Men of God, find someone that you can trust. Find accountability partners, men you can't lie to, men that can look you in your face when you're like, hey, man, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored. Man, quit lying. Oh, you're right, man. I can't do it. Find some people that you can't lie to. Find some folk that will walk with you and keep you covered. In this season, you need people who love you, who have discernment, and who also have discretion. This is not the season for leaky friends. Set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. They weren't just dry, they were very dry, as in parched, as in drought, as in no moisture, as in water is life. There's no water, there's no moisture, there's nothing. It's just bones, it's dry. The meat is gone. You ate the rib, short end sandwich with the white bread, with the sauce on it, if you know what I'm talking about. All there's left is the bone. There's nothing. It's dry. It's over. It's finished. The relationship is through. Y'all broke up. Don't call here no more. Love don't live here anymore. Don't call, don't write. It's over, sir. This report is irrevocable. There's nothing medicine can do. It's over. I'm sorry. The growth is out of control. It's a tumor we can't operate on. It's over. I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do. There are no more positions to be filled. It's over. I'm sorry. Your children will not be able to come back to this school. You haven't paid the bill in 6 months. I'm sorry. It's over. Let's get that car back. You haven't paid it in 3 months. Now you're hiding the car at your cousin's friend house on your daddy's side because they don't know that address. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, holler at your boy. It's over. In the middle of a valley of impossibility, God asks an astounding question. Son of man, can these bones live? And Ezekiel's response said, oh, Lord God, you know. That was a nice one, how he just threw it back. He was like, you know, because I don't. Watch God's response. He said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. If you're reading from the New King James, there is an exclamation, Pastor Nick. There's an exclamation after that sentence that God told Ezekiel to speak. When there is an exclamation, that means there is emphasis on those words. That means your volume is elevated. That means you are more emphatic. You are more direct. You're not scared when there's an exclamation and a direct statement. Maybe if it was a question, maybe there could be a little fear, but a direct statement from God, he said, hey, I want you to prophesy to the impossible, and I want you to say to it, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And this is what you need to get in your spirit. Why did God tell Ezekiel to say, oh, dry bones, hear? Because the last time I checked, ears are made of cartilage. But he said, tell the bones to hear, which means your bones have ears. The thing that's laying dead in the valley can hear you. I feel the Holy Ghost on a Wednesday. It doesn't look like it should be able to respond to you. It's been dead too long. It doesn't look like it should get any better. It's beyond repair. It only looks that way. God said, son of man, prophesy to the bones and say, hey, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And the bones that don't look like they have ears somehow began to perk up. I know you want to act right because you don't want to scare your neighbor. I don't blame you. Hold on for just a second. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I ain't even giving you my title, and my sermon's almost over. My title is, it's in the bones. I'm talking to any dreamers in here. It's in the bones. Yo, Patrick, I'm talking to the business owners. It's in the bones. You're saying, but my business failed. You're still a business owner. It's in the bones. It didn't fail. It's just dormant in the valley. It's in the bones. But they ran off with my portion of the money. No, no, no. That was a seed. The harvest has to come back. It's in the bones.
Praise God. I'm telling you, I believe that was a message from God for you and your household. God wants you to know that he wants you to have his best. God has restoration, healing, and blessings in store for you. And it's your turn to enter into his season of favor. So get this latest resource, It's Your Turn, Entering a Season of Favor. TBN is making it available to you because they appreciate everything you do to keep the gospel going all over the airwaves. For any size gift you believe God would have you to sow, we'll send you your copy of It's Your Turn. This resource is going to bless your family, bless your life. Get a hold of it. It's your turn right now. Don't delay. Make the phone call, get on the internet, or write a letter to get your copy as soon as possible. Waiting time is over, baby. It's time for you to enter your season of favor, abundance, increase, and overflow. I believe this resource is going to revolutionize the way you see God, but most importantly, the way you see yourself. Stop beating yourself up for the things that didn't go right. It's your turn now. It's your time. And every area, good and bad, was designed to get you to where you are right now. Be encouraged. I, along with the TBN family, celebrate and thank God for you and your support. And remember, it's your turn. Thank you guys so much for joining me for today's broadcast. We knew it was time to release this message, because you need to know God hasn't forgotten about you. He wants you to know that your expectation will not be cut off. So make sure you get a copy of the It's Your Turn gift set. God bless you. It's your turn.